This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Jharkhand, elaborate arrangements have been made for the first phase of assembly elections. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. Polling parties are being sent to their respective areas. Out of 225 sensitive booths, polling parties have already reached at 194 polling booths yesterday through Indian Air Force helicopters. Polling officials of the remaining 30 booths will be sent today. These sensitive booths are located in five districts of West Singhbhum, Latihar, Lohardaga, Garhwa and Gumla districts. Altogether, 15,344 polling booths have been set up across the state. Over 200 companies of security forces have been deployed in respective areas to ensure trouble-free polls. 683 candidates, including 73 women, are in the fray. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 23rd of November. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Maharashtra. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and other senior leaders are scheduled to address rallies in various districts of the state. Mr. Modi will be addressing election rallies in Chimur, in Chandrapur, Solapur and Pune today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address two public meetings in Mumbai. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address two rallies in Chikhali of Buldhana district and in Gondia in support of MVA candidates. NCPSP Chief Sharad Pawar will campaign in favour of MVA candidates in Nashik and Ahmednagar. All preparations have been made for the by-polls for 33 assembly constituencies in 11 states, including Kerala's Wayanad parliamentary seats tomorrow. By-polls will be held for 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 each in Madhya Pradesh and Sikkim. Besides, assembly by-polls will also take place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. Meanwhile, voting for by-elections in 15 assembly constituencies, including 9 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 4 in Punjab and 1 each in Kerala and Uttarakhand, along with Maharashtra's Nanded parliamentary constituency, will be held on the 20th of November. Counting of votes will be held on November the 23rd. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today stressed on adaptive defence strategies to deal effectively with the changing dynamics of warfare and security threats. Speaking at the inaugural event of Delhi Defence Dialogue in New Delhi today, the minister said, adaptive defence is not merely a strategic choice, but a necessity. He said the country's vision of adaptive defence must be founded on flexibility, innovation and resilience, and the nation must be prepared for all future contingencies. President Draupadi Murmu will undertake a three-day visit to the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu beginning today. On the first day of her tour, the President will visit the aviary at Jampur, Government Engineering College and NIFT campus in Daman. On the second day, she will visit Namo Medical Education and Research Institute in Silvassa. During her visit, the President will interact with students and faculty of various educational institutions. She will inaugurate Tanda Chowk School and address a public function at Silvassa. She will also visit INS Kukri Memorial in Diu. In Jammu and Kashmir, a gunfight broke out between security forces and terrorists in North Kashmir's Bandipura district this morning. Srinagar-based Army's Chinar Corps spokesperson on microblogging site X informed that based on specific intelligence input regarding presence of terrorists, a joint operation was launched by the Army and J&K police in the General Forest area of Nagmarg in the district. There is no report of any casualty on either side. Till now, the operation is in progress. Further details are awaited. This is the fifth gunfight in North Kashmir following recent anti-terror operations in Bandipura, Kupwara and Sopore areas. The regional Met Department has predicted rains for another few days in Tamil Nadu. The cyclonic circulation prevailing in the southwest Bay of Bengal and the trough of low pressure is slowly moving towards South Andhra. This has resulted in moderate rains in Chennai, Tiruvallur, Kanchipuram and Chengalpet. An orange alert has been given to southern districts of neighbouring state of Andhra Pradesh. Due to the low pressure, widespread rains are expected in many districts of the northern coast as well as some interior districts of Tamil Nadu. This is the second spell of rain during the northeast monsoon season. Fishermen have been asked not to venture into the sea for another 5 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.